Easter Saturday, I found a lump. Every person's worst nightmare. Thought hopefully it's just, nothing to worry about, but got it checked and I have been diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm now 4 weeks post surgery. Still a long way to go in the journey, waiting for some results to come back to determine whether I'll be needing chemo as well as radiotherapy. So life has been tough the past few weeks.
You obviously got it checked incredibly quickly. Were you always very aware? Do you do what all women are told to do to check regularly?
Yeah, definitely. And the lump was actually quite large, so I was cross with myself, thinking, why haven't I found this? But I found it and I caught it early, and it hadn't spread to my lymph nodes, which was fantastic news. You do sort of look for the positives in such a sad and upsetting situation, so you have to take the positives from that. But yeah, if I'd left it, it could have been years, it would have grown and continued to grow and spread. So I am lucky that we have caught it this early.
And I think everyone just thinks, oh, it won't happen to me. It would always be somebody else or someone I know or a friend or whatever. Did you feel like that, or were you always quite cautious how did you view the whole thing?
That very much wants to kind of change that narrative of it won't happen to me, because I was like that. You hear someone else has got cancer and you're really sorry for them and everything else, but you never imagine that it's gonna happen to you. And it's life changing. It really has made you change the sort of the way your outlook on life. Just everything. So it's very much a case of, yeah, it could happen to you. So don't just think it won't.
And of course, there's been a bigger campaign to lower the age of when women have mammograms because you're too young to be in the system to regularly have a mammogram. Do you think it should be brought down?
100%. Far too many young women are being diagnosed. And again, if they think it's not going to happen to them, they'll leave it. They won't get checked, and then they could wait 10 years to get the mammogram, and then the cancer has spread, the cancer has grown. It should be a woman's right when she chooses to have a mammogram. I know they sort of look into family history and everything else, but the statistics show that too many women are getting cancer earlier on in life. So just because it's always been that age, it needs to be looked at and changed.
Now, Jo, as you mentioned, you're only 4 weeks post-surgery, but bless you, you are an incredible woman. We know that already. And you're going to be doing a Race for Life event this weekend. Tell us all about it. Where are you going to be?
So I just wanted to sort of share, our situation so others may sort of look at, cancer in a different light. So I decided, along with friends and my sister, we're going to be doing the 5K Race for Life on Sunday from Herne Bay. It's going to be challenging in this heat, but we've already raised a significant amount of money. Every step on Sunday will be for everyone else that is going through cancer of some form.